Chapter 6 Pip's Great Expectations. One Saturday evening, Pip and Joe saw a stranger in the village pub. He looked familiar to Pip. Suddenly, the man came to talk to them.
"Are you the blacksmith?" the stranger asked Joe. "Have you got an apprentice called Pip?"
"I'm Pip, and this is Joe," said Pip. "He's the blacksmith, and he's also my sister's husband."
Then he recognised the stranger. He saw him once when he was at Miss Havisham's house.
"I've got some important news for you, Pip," the man said. "Let's sit down and talk."
They sat down at a quiet table.
"My name is Jaggers, and I'm a lawyer from London," the man began. "I've come to tell you you've got a generous benefactor, Pip. I can't tell you your benefactor's name. It's a secret. Pip can't be your apprentice any more, Joe, because now he has got great expectations. Will you let him have a better life?"
"Of course. I hope Pip has a better life," Joe said quietly. "I'm very happy he's got great expectations. Of course, he can stop working as my apprentice."
"Good," Jaggers said. "Pip, you must leave the village and live in London. Your benefactor wants that. There you will study and become a gentleman. You will have everything you need. When you are older, you can expect to receive a lot of money and property."
This was marvellous news for Pip. He was going to become a rich gentleman, his dream since he was a child.
"I'm sure that Miss Havisham is my benefactor," Pip thought to himself. "If I'm a rich gentleman, I can marry Estella."
"Pip, your benefactor has got a few conditions, and you must agree to them," Mr. Jaggers continued. "People must always call you Pip and not another name. You mustn't ask anything about your benefactor. It will be a secret until that person decides to explain everything. Until then, I'm responsible for you. You'll come with me to London. You must become a gentleman, so I've hired a tutor for you. Now, I'm going to sleep here at the pub. Come here tomorrow morning and we'll go to London by carriage."
Pip was surprised and very excited. "I'm going to London tomorrow," he thought. "My life is changing forever."
Pip didn't sleep well that night. The next morning, Pip said goodbye to Joe, Biddy and his sister, but she didn't understand the situation. Pip was very happy about his future, and it wasn't difficult for him to leave his old life. Joe and Biddy were happy for Pip, but they were sad he was going far away.
"You were always good to me," Pip said to Joe. "I'll never forget that, even when I become a gentleman."
After 5 hours, Mr. Jaggers and Pip finally arrived in London.
"It's so busy here, and there are so many people," Pip thought. "How will I survive here?"
Mr. Jaggers solved that problem. He took Pip to his office, and a boy of Pip's age was waiting for them.
"This is Herbert," Mr. Jaggers said. "He's your tutor's son. You will live together, and Herbert will help you to become a gentleman."
Pip and Herbert liked each other immediately, and soon they were good friends. Herbert taught Pip how to eat, drink, and speak like a gentleman. He knew a lot about Miss Havisham.
"Herbert, tell me about Miss Havisham," Pip said. "Why is she so strange?"
"Miss Havisham was a very rich young lady," Herbert explained. 25 years ago, she fell in love with a bad man. The man pretended to love her too, and they decided to marry. Before the wedding, the man asked her for a lot of money, and she gave it to him. Then, on the wedding day, she received a letter from him. It was 9:20, and she was already in her white dress and veil. He wrote that he didn't love her, and he wasn't going to marry her. And her life stopped at that minute?
Asked Pip.
Yes, Herbert answered. She stopped all the clocks in her house at that time. She never recovered from the shock, and she never left her house again.
And what about Estella? Pip asked with interest. Who is she, and why was she in Miss Havisham's house?
Miss Havisham adopted her, Herbert said. I don't know why.
Now Pip understood more about Miss Havisham, but Estella was still a mystery to him.